This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has taken a wrong first step and revealed deep-seated hostility by criticizing its self-defensive missile test. North Korea launched a new type of tactical short-range ballistic missile on Friday. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council has renewed the mandate of experts monitoring sanctions against North Korea. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution to renew the mandate for UN experts monitoring sanctions against North Korea. At an earlier meeting, a significant majority of the committee monitoring sanctions expressed concerns about the North's latest violations of resolutions. The UN activity came on the heels of the North's test firings of two ballistic missiles this week in violation of Security Council resolutions banning such launches. The test firings were the first by Pyongyang since U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January. I'm Mike Gracia.
Myanmar's junta leader is reiterating a promise to hold elections after last month's coup. He says violent acts were inappropriate at a time the army is forcefully suppressing protests against its takeover. Addressing the annual Army Day parade Saturday, he says the army had to seize power on February 1st because of unlawful acts by the ousted ruling National League for Democracy of now detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Security sources in Mozambique say more than 180 people, including expatriate workers, are trapped inside a hotel in a northern Mozambique town under siege by insurgents for 3 days. Several people are reportedly dead, according to witnesses and a rights group, after the attack in Palma, near a liquefied natural gas site. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Authorities say two trains crashed in southern Egypt, killing at least 32 people and injuring 165 in the latest in a series of deadly crashes on the country's troubled railways. The railway authorities say someone apparently activated the emergency brakes on the passenger train, and it was rear-ended by another train, causing two cars to derail and flip on their side. The prime minister later said no conclusion has been reached on the cause. A mega ship blocking Egypt's Suez Canal could be refloated as early as today, the vessel's Japanese owner told local media, as the crisis forced companies to reroute services from the vital shipping lane around Africa. The MV Ever Given, which is longer than four football fields, has been wedged diagonally across the span of the canal since Tuesday, blocking the waterway in both directions. The blockage has caused a huge traffic jam for more than 200 ships at both ends of the canal and major delays in the delivery of oil and other products. Two of President Biden's international rivals are on the list of world leaders invited to his administration's first big climate talks. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Among those getting an invitation, Russia's Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
They know they're invited, but I haven't spoken to either one of them yet individually.
The president's pledged to make climate change a priority and is trying to revive a forum of the world's major economies on climate. The virtual summit next month will test whether the U.S. can still drive global decision-making after Donald Trump withdrew from the world and refused to participate in climate talks. The Biden administration hopes the summit will deepen global efforts to cut fossil fuel pollution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Of all the possible calamities that could hit Earth, the U.S. Space Agency says there is one that can be crossed off the list, at least for now. AP's Ben Thomas explains.
The 1,000-foot asteroid Apophis was detected in 2004. Scientists thought it could pass frighteningly close to Earth, possibly colliding with it in 2068. Now NASA's Center for Near-Earth Object Studies says not to worry. The 2068 impact is not in the realm of possibility. New calculations from telescope and radar observations rule out any risk of impact for at least the next 100 years. Apophis will come within 20,000 miles of Earth in 2029, enabling astronomers to get a good look. I'm Ben Thomas.
Beverly Cleary, the celebrated children's author whose memories of her Oregon childhood were shared with millions, has died. She was 104. No cause of death was given. From Washington via remote, I'm